Welcome back, Teen Wolf fans. Tonight we're discussing Season 6, Episode 1, Memory Lost. Stay tuned.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We're back. Woo! Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Teen Wolf is back. What do you guys think about it?
I think I like puppies, I like dogs, but somewhere in between is a teen wolf, and that's what I like to see.
I love it.
I like it.
You guys, we are back for the final season.
Don't say that.
Sweet.
No, I know.
Don't bring us down like that.
But there's good news. Tonight we're discussing Season 6, Episode 1, Memory Lost, but we've got 9 more after that, and then there's a part B with, like, another 10 episodes,
yeah.
So, like, is it really the last season?
Nah.
Is it?
No, it's the second to last. This is its own. It's its own thing, and we're back, and it was a pretty cool episode.
I'm stoked. I loved it.
Yes.
Give us an intro.
I have an intro for you guys.
Who are you?
I'm your host this evening, Kristen Elizabeth Snyder. You can follow me at Cinematic Escape on Twitter and at Cinematic_Escape on Instagram, which you totally should I was at the Teen Wolf premiere party last night, and we're going to get into that in a second, but I want to introduce my lovely host, Elena Jordan.
Hey guys, I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
And Ryan Malley.
What's up, everybody? Happy to be back. You can find me at Ryan Malley, and right now I'm sitting at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV, where we have the hottest and best AfterBuzz and Teen Wolf fans here in the live chat. So if you're going to be chatting up with that community, I'm going to be in there taking questions, seeing your funny comments. Always love to hear from you. You can also tweet us. And throughout the show, I'm going to call out a little screenshot challenge. So we're going to do a little funny pose. Ooh. You guys throw a screenshot at us. We'll retweet you.
Awesome. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
Okay, so I unfortunately couldn't bring you guys last night to the Teen Wolf premiere party.
That's okay. We were busy anyway.
But yeah. I did bring you a treat.
Oh, what do we got?
What?
Oh my God! Surprises!
From the premiere party. Thank you, MTV and Teen Wolf,
can you see that?
For having me. Now you guys can open them.
Okay.
It's Christmas morning. Teen Wolf.
All right, let's open it up. What do we got here? What do we got here? It's a little white bag. It says
so
Teen Wolf.
Yes.
Oh my God!
Yes.
Chocolate.
So either MTV, you can lick them, they are edible.
Like, it kind of looks like a chocolate. Direwolf. Like a direwolf, a Game of Thrones direwolf, you know what I'm saying?
I like it.
Except for it's a wolf,
except
so teen wolf.
It's
except
a teen
for
wolf.
It's teen wolf.
It's not quite a direwolf.
No. Scott.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you should
thank
MTV.
You.
So either MTV gave those to me to give to you guys, or I put them in a bag and put them in my purse and walked out the door with them.
I like both of those scenarios.
Whichever you want to believe.
Because they both ended.
I'd rather give credit where credit's due. That a girl.
You're
they
welcome.
Always,
bringing the party home
chocolate.
With me. What's
it's the
up?
Way to a man's heart. Ladies, remember that.
Yes.
You'll be all right.
So anyway, we have some great announcements for you guys. From going to the party last night, I actually talked to a few cast members.
Who'd you talk to?
I talked to Kylan Rambo, who is going to be joining us next week to break down episode two with us. Yes, Mason.
Mason's coming
for those
in.
Of you who don't know. And Cody. Yes. And also, we're going to have Cody Christian on this season hosting with us.
Theo.
Yes.
Ow. Got a chance to meet a bunch of those guys with Kristen at Comic-Con. That was a fun time. They're an awesome bunch, and can't wait to see them here in the studio. It's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, they're super excited to come in. One last surprise. We have Liam Dylan Sprayberry going to be joining us this season. Yes!
Get
can
out!
Can you believe it?
If this mic wasn't already on the table, I'd be dropping it right now.
That is the only thing better than chocolate.
It's special guest.
Sprayberries.
I'm loving it.
All right, guys. Well, stay tuned. We have so much to look forward to this season. So many guests. Right now, we're going to get into the episode.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's dive right in. Dive right in.
I primarily want to start with the Ghost Riders.
Yeah.
Because, Ghost Riders.
Yeah. I mean, just like the villains are always the best part for me. Because the season centers around the villains, right? So it seems like... Were you guys scared? What were your first impressions of these Ghost Riders with magic bullets?
Okay, it was a little freaky. You know, it kind of picked up where it left off last season. Mm-hmm. And immediately you're thrown into, okay, what's in the car? What's in the car? It's a kid. Okay, well, that's not too scary. But then when they see that it's like this old Western style thing. I mean, I don't know. I'm always afraid about what I don't see. You know, what mm-hmm. I can't quite comprehend. My imagination fills in the gaps with terrible, terrible things. And I think the whole concept of being forgotten and being lost and not, you know, the people who are closest to you not remembering who you are, the non-existence of it, that's the most frightening thing of all.
I think that's a deep fear within all of us, mm-hmm. being forgotten.
Yeah, it plays into both the physical fear and the psychological fear of being, you know, not only are you taken, you're erased. There's just nothing. It's worse than dying because it's like you never were.
Exactly. Anything you had done, your legacy, gone.
In some cultures, that's worse than death. Like the ancient Greeks, it was so important just for someone to remember your name. It was glory.
I agree. I feel that way now.
Yeah.
Check out my Instagram.
Cinematic Escape.
Yeah. And what if it's just not there when you go to a cinematic escape? What if it's not there?
Oh, could you imagine?
Instagram is down for a day and I lose it. Imagine if, like,
remember
all
me!
Of you.
No. Would you not feel like your life was just erased? Because, like, I kind of
go through
it.
Your social media was?
Yes.
It's our photo album. It's our memories.
Exactly.
It's our life. Back your phones up, people. Back it up.
I do have to say, though.
Bag it up.
I love the way that they shot the Ghost Riders, though. Like, the way that it looked, it just had this creepy kind of revamped Western Headless Horseman vibe.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. it kind of felt like Westworld and Walking Dead and, like, everything mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
And then also psychological warfare thrown on top.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I want to hear their backstory. I'm sure we'll get it halfway through the season, figure out what that is. But so far, it just seems like, you know, they go on these wild hunts, and if anybody sees it, you're lost.
But here's the thing. It's like, it's almost like you're chosen to see it, right? Because, you know.
I like that. Keep going. What are you going with there?
Because Hayden couldn't see it. Couldn't see the horses at the end, right? Even though he's like, they're right there. They're right there. Can you see them? No, she can't. But if she does, then she's in trouble. So it's like they reveal themselves to people who are kind of their line of fire. You know, I don't really know. Maybe it will present itself why certain people can see these things and why others can't. But if you are, the myth goes, if you see the wild hunt, then you're considered lost.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the variable is that decides whether or not you can see them, but that's the determining factor. Yeah.
And unfortunately, it looks like our favorite character is going to be the one lost this season.
Aww.
I mean, would we have it any other way? Because it means the most if it's Styles, right?
Yeah. Oh, how heartbreaking was that when his own dad...
How cute was he this whole episode, though? Like, from start to finish, they just added it. You always know something bad is going to happen to Styles when they're like, here, look how cute his goofy grin is. Photo. Here, watch him run away. Yeah. And he's so cute and goofy. Get ready to be upset.
And you know what? I blame that little Arya Stark-looking kid named Alex.
I don't blame
him. I blame him. I blame the child.
Well, let's get into Alex's story.
Okay,
So we see him and his parents, and we get this flashback through Scott using the memory claw tool, you know, to go back through his memories. And then we see that, you know, he was traveling in his family's car, and then they had just come from a scary movie, of course. That apparently came true then.
Yeah.
So then my favorite part was when we went to the house. You want to talk about that, Elena?
I do love going. I just love, too, that the whole setup is first, you know, Styles talking to Scott. Like, they have the mess up at the beginning with the helium tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they don't need us anymore. They don't need us anymore. And Styles is the one who's so desperate for some sort of supernatural activity. And then he's the one that, he's so excited.
Well, I think they're prepping us also for 6B. When, you know, Scott and Styles go to college and they're not going to be there, but Scott's all like, it's a good thing.
They're not going to part be there.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
I asked, liked it. Quick break to the chat. I asked, what is your biggest fear? Prince Wright says, biggest fear, waking up naked encased in Jello.
Wow, that
some people, like, actually, that's a fantasy, yeah, for some people.
That doesn't sound so bad at all.
That sounds so scary. Let's see.
Sounds like free Jello to me.
And Mark Murphy says, the biggest fear, my biggest fear is either clowns or suffocating / drowning.
Ew. What if a clown was drowning you?
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
I just found part B.
Sorry, Mark. Sorry about that. She gets a little imaginative sometimes. It's not going to happen, okay? It's not going to happen. Maybe.
Ryan, where can they go and ask us questions and comment?
Go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV and hop on that live stream. It's streaming live right now. If you guys, I know some of you listen to afterwards, but during the show, we have a live chat. And there's a lot of fun characters in there.
I love that one of our thoughts. Viewers, their biggest fear is waking up naked when that's how Malia just shows up.
Yeah. She just
like,
shows up.
And like, nobody bats an eye. They're just like, oh, here's naked Malia.
Coyote Beauty. Am I right?
That was the best. Can someone write that entrance for me just anywhere I show up? I mean, it was beautiful, right?
It was awesome.
Okay, next week.
Yes.
That'll be how we start Kristen the show.
I will totally start the show that
like
way.
Like an animal. Awesome.
Super majestic. I love it.
Yeah, and then suddenly after the 10 seconds, I've got clothes on. That's what happened with her. Like,
that's what happened.
Brought her clothes.
Every time. Girls.
Bring me clothes.
Okay, now one thing I have to ask you guys about, though, because their whole thing is they're trying to figure out, like, they go to the car to see if Lydia can get any sort of supernatural thing. And they're going, no, this is just a regular guy with a regular gun and a regular bullet. Nobody else had a problem with, like, he ripped the door off.
Looks like someone ripped the door off.
Yeah, the whole time they were in it. And it took them looking at all of the bullet holes and all of the regular ones to be like, wait, one of these things is not like the other. And I'm like, he ripped the door off with his bare hands after he hopped off a horse. You live in Beacon Hills. You know what this is.
At first you have to refuse the call to action. You know, in all these hero epics and every story that you look at, any hero epic, look at Harry Potter or Star Wars, any of them, no matter how real it is, they'll be like, or Frodo, you know, Lord of the Rings, any of them, they're like, what? No. What? No. I'm not going. Get out of here. And then, you know, stuff gets even more real and you can't ignore the call anymore. So you kind of have to. What I was confused about was
Ryan over here, Mr. Douglas, hot
nice
teacher.
Job.
You know, check out Hero with 1,000 Faces by Joseph Campbell. It'll blow your mind. All right, so.
We're losing him.
I wanted to. What I was confused about was the compass. You know, this new teacher, we have this new character, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't catch
Mr.
his name.
Douglas.
Yes, Mr. Douglas.
Smoke show Mr. Douglas. That was okay, yeah. That's what I was saying you are. You get to turn around in slow motion as you draw a cat on the whiteboard.
I'm sorry, but he was not charming at all.
What?
It was what you said, Elena, where like if another character laughs during the scene, the joke is obviously not funny.
Yeah, you know that it's a planned joke if the other character laughed at it. If it's a joke for the audience,
we plan
then
that.
Nobody else laughs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you know that it's only that unexpected laughter.
You guys liked Mr. Douglas?
Anybody who shows up by standing around in slow motion.
Has a magical compass that finds ghost riders. Who is this man?
Yeah.
Who is he?
The only thing, though, is, like, he should be teaching art. Like, that cat was awesome.
That was a legit.
Why are you a science teacher, Mr. Douglas? Look at how good you can draw cats.
I don't know if anybody can grab a screenshot of that cat, but I'm sure everyone here would love to see it again.
That's my dream.
Screenshot that
a
cat
smart
for
man
us.
Who I'm loves cats.
Over the cat and Mr. Douglas because he's obviously evil.
Now, who is this? Did you say it was Corey, the invisible
That's
guy?
Yes.
He is kind of a space case, but they point out that he has like this, that Mr. Douglas has this compass in his little seemingly unlocked drawer of personal items. But he gets this magical little compass that's pointing to the house. Right?
Yeah.
Mason and Liam.
I'm just
glad
for Corey because we don't see him too often.
He was in the whole last season. You didn't see him?
Because he's invisible.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
We really need a little monkey drum. Yeah, a little monkey drum.
where are we?
We need to get that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not the only one who wants to see it. There we go.
Okay, there it is.
Who else wants to see more from the invisible character? No. There we go.
I can appreciate a good pun.
No, but till they go to the house, and it just so happens
the compass brings them there.
Yeah, and Scott and Styles is already there.
But why? Yeah, is it just a regular compass, and there's an electromagnetic?
I don't think so.
It's some sort of supernatural compass, but I don't know how they know that it's a supernatural compass, or how they know that Mr. Douglas has it.
Now, we're on the point of Mr. Douglas, whenever we're in the classroom in this show. They tell us something scientific or biological, and it always comes into play. Always, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this...
Or literary.
Sure. And there's the literary thing about the ghost riders, but for the scientific side, there's the quantum superposition, which some people are familiar with, some are not. Basically, we're all made up of atoms. Those are made up of smaller pinpoints of energy. And even light has been theorized to be either a particle or it behaves like a wave as well, like light waves.
Mm-hmm. It's both, and so depending on how it's measured and how it's perceived.
Exactly. Light photons behave as a wave until you try to measure them, and then the wave collapses into a particle, as if observation itself can affect the physical world around us. So, that being said, how do you think actual observation or actual conscious recognition of the Wild Hunt or of light in general will go into play in this show?
Well, I think it's also because they bring up the whole Schrodinger's cat, like the conundrum of if something is in a state of unknowing, what is its state of existence? Right. Which, because we don't know Styles, we don't know, does he exist if a tree falls in a forest... Right. And no best friend is there to see that tree fall.
I'll be there for
you
guys.
Does the bromance live?
Hopefully.
I won't let you fall.
Just gave me a great idea. So saying that whole box that they were talking about, and now Styles is going to be in that box, along with Alex, his parents, and no one knows where this box is or how to get to it, so I think that's probably going to be where the season is, right? We're trying to open
Dylan
the box.
Dylan is the cat.
Dylan's the cat. Well, we solved it. Let's go home.
I love Styles and I love cats. I'm in.
I kind of saw a little bit, I don't know maybe if it's stretch, but in the actual house, the kid's house, Alex's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of seemed they opened the door and his bedroom's there.
Only his bedroom.
Only his bedroom.
Seemingly abandoned house.
They close the door and they're like, wait, what? They open it and all the stuff's gone. You know, so the house itself was kind of like a box. I mean, maybe this compass points
to... Well, this stuff was only gone after the ghost came back. Like, the ghost riders came back and presumably took Alex.
Up.
Yeah.
And
so
then
it was
Alex
only gone because Alex was taken. So when Alex was taken from the sky, then that's when all of his stuff disappeared because then he was no longer there.
And it's not just
him. Now Alex is in the box.
But it's also...
unknowing.
I mean, whatever memories are made of, right? In here somewhere.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Of these.
Who am I to disagree?
Travel the world and the sun.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway.
Everybody is looking for something, and the person we're looking for is Styles and the Ghost Rider.
Their stuff.
Yes.
Anyone who had any contact with them, any timeline. But it seems like to not mess with, I guess, not necessarily the timeline, right? Because it messes with the universe, the physicality of it. But if Styles never existed in the first place, would his dad still be there? If he never existed at all, would everyone still be
friends? Well, it's not like
it's
a Wonderful Life situation. Like, it's not like he was never born. It's that he's erased from existence. So every point, everything up until this point in time has been fixed. It's just now the memories of his inclusion in it has been
like
taken
all
away.
The pictures. He's not
yeah,
in
all the
photos
pictures, all
anymore.
The everything else.
Like
but
a Marty
everything
McFly
else that has
thing.
Happened up to this point. Anything that they needed Styles there to accomplish to keep them all alive, that's all happened. They just have altered memories of it.
So it's like if we were going to draw a picture, it'd be a line and then a break in the line, like a loop. So it's the same timeline.
Yeah.
It's just a hop, skip, and a jump by Styles.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like
even
a, it's
without
not like
a break
a different
in the
reality.
Yeah, there's not
it's
even a break
gone.
In the timeline. The time just keeps going. It's just part of it. One little piece is not there.
You guys.
So where do you think he is? Because he's gone now.
I think he's in some sort of ghostwriter limbo.
He's in that box.
Yeah.
That we don't know if he's alive or dead or what really, it's not even alive or dead. It's like what his existence.
Schrodinger's box.
Yes, he's in that box.
Okay.
And the team's going to have to go on their own wild hunt and figure out how to unleash the people from this area box. We'll just keep it a box.
Okay.
I just feel bad that Lydia, anytime she gets any sort of premonition, has to also be electrocuted or, like, thrown into a wall. Like,
but, like, did that even happen?
Well, this one, she has, like, some weird dream-type thing where she's looking at the static and she's hearing the Riders on the Storm song and then gets shocked by, like, crazy lightning something.
Yeah. I think that was probably my one of the least entertaining parts because I was just like, what?
That's really her cool, getting but her premonition. It just looked like a cool music video that I was like, hey, look at this cool Teen Wolf-inspired music video that, oh, now we're back in the episode.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, since we're looks on cool, the subject of Lydia, I feel like we just have to talk about her and Styles.
Stydia!
Like, I feel like we're finally getting a taste of that before he disappeared, thank God.
I'm gonna get a taste of this.
Same pun, we both had it.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we've been wanting, for seasons we've been wanting together. And the fact that, you know, he starts disappearing, and like you said earlier, not even his dad recognized him. We thought he did for a second, but he calls everybody son, so no.
Hey, son,
that was an epic psych out. That was heart-wrenching. Just seeing all of your friends just slowly forgetting that you even exist.
Because what is life if not shared?
Mm.
You're in the box.
But I do have to say, the fact that Styles, I don't feel you existing or not existing, and that, what I'm saying is he needs to go to practice, is what I'm trying to say.
Because no one's going to tell him what time it is. He doesn't exist.
Let's think outside the box.
It took all of that, somebody gave his jersey away, and he's like, am I even on the team?
And he didn't get his yearbook picture. I mean, it was really from the start of the episode he was starting to disappear.
Yeah,
And what's funny is that really played on his fear to begin with, because one of his biggest fears was, leaving Beacon Hills, not being there, not being needed, not being remembered.
And that plays into, like you said earlier, a lot of our fears. I mean, even look at Breakfast Club. Don't you forget about me.
Yeah.
It's like walking out of high school, you build all these friends and these relationships, and you have this show that's been on for so many years. I think even the fans are feeling when you walk away from something that's this important to you, this family.
We're all feeling this about the show.
Exactly. We don't want to walk away and feel like it's been left behind. But I feel like as long as you remember something, then it exists and it's still real, especially when you lose a loved one or something happens like that. You know, it's if they're remembered, then they're still here and they're gone but not forgotten. And that's the one thing that we can kind of hold dear when something tragic like that happens.
Hold Teen Wolf dear.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hold yes. And if
we'll
and
never
if,
forget you.
We always have our reruns.
We're already mourning the loss of Teen Wolf and hoping it's not erased from our memory.
No. Or our DVRs. No, I won't. Yeah. I do love, though, that they have that little shout-out where they're all talking, where, Liam and Hayden and Mason are all there, and they're like, well, what's going to happen when Scott leaves? And he's like, I could be the
out. I could be the out. Come on.
And then he, proceeds to run into an open door to open a door that was open.
Yeah, someone's maybe not ready.
That was super cute.
But honestly, I hope they continue him trying to prove himself that he can be the alpha, because it's just so funny.
Yeah.
I love that. Because no one believes that he can.
He's kind of the mix of Scott and Styles, where he has the, cute, goofy moments, but then also has the take charge situation. So I could see Liam potentially becoming a good alpha.
What do you guys think about Styles is gone? He's Scott's best friend. Who's Scott's rock now? You know, Scott, he doesn't have his best friend anymore.
He doesn't remember him.
He doesn't remember him, so
yeah, so who's it going to be?
Who's going to be
his pal?
His go-to, his number two, his buddy.
Maybe Cody.
Oh, Cody will fill the yes. gap in
Theo. Style. Theo, for I mean, the fans Theo, who yeah, forget Theo. Cody Christian's name. Theo. I think Theo, yeah. it's a good possibility. Theo will come in there.
Interesting.
Maybe. Right. I mean, Malia's going to be kind of alone, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alone and naked.
Alone coyote.
Naked and alone.
Yeah. That's the only time it doesn't work.
What about the blue glass? Can we talk about that? You called it Heisenberg showed
yeah,
up?
Yeah, the Heisenberg glass. The Heisenberg when they were glass. Trying to figure it out. I'm like, obviously.
Why it glows? Well, there was that part with Liam and Hayden in the beginning where they were like, is that the Northern Lights? And it wasn't. It was like the supernatural coming. And then there was that part where it was Mrs. Martin talking about all the gases. And then there was helium in the beginning. So it's definitely about gases coming together. And it was also on the compass. So yeah, there's something there.
Yeah, and then they were also talking about how it was coming through the vents and the wind blood would blow everywhere. When it would come through.
Can we talk about who that dead guy was?
With his head bashed in the boiler room?
Who was that?
Yeah, who did that? What happened there?
And, like, what was the motivation for that?
I like how you say that like it was one of us, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, who did that? Yeah.
Let's ask the chat. Who was that guy in the boiler room missing the back of his head? And
he looked like a janitor or something that was just so, I don't know. You know what I wonder? If it was somebody who got in the way of erasing some sort of getting into records.
Ooh, you know what?
Ooh, I would so love that, Elena, if, like, every episode someone's dying because
you
they remembered.
You're sick.
They remember or...
They remembered.
And they remembered.
And then they're dying.
You remember that one time when you stabbed me in the head? Okay.
Oh.
What about this? And this is just, I mean, hey, I'm throwing it out there. What yes. about Mr. Douglas? Is he bad? Is he good yeah. or bad?
I mean, he's bad. He's got this compass.
You think he has something to do with it?
He's got a compass.
I mean, I have a compass.
What a
no,
jerk!
Do you guys seriously have compasses? No I'm... compass. No compass.
I have a compass.
No compass.
She's on a roll.
You just, guys don't have compasses.
Hang on. No, of course not.
But I don't have any blue glass, so.
Don't it?
Nope.
So, obviously, Mr. Douglas killed the guy in the vent.
In the it was Mr. Room? Douglas in the vent with a compass.
I think that's extreme. Him. I don't know if that compass can make a gash like that
okay,
in the
what
back
if,
of that poor man's head.
Really what if the compass is Mr. Douglas's way to find who he needs to kill? And the compass took him to that guy in the vent, and that's how he killed him. So every time someone remembers, Mr. Douglas uses this compass to find the person that
you
he's supposed
Mr.
to kill.
Think Mr. Douglas is the ghostwriter?
Okay, all right.
I don't think he's a ghostwriter. I think he's the person who needs to kill people every episode.
Renji, I asked, what's with the dead janitor? What's with that, right?
Yeah.
Renji 909999 says it's a clever distraction.
Come on!
No, think about it.
Renji 9999?
No, is that his name? Reggie and some numbers said it's a clever distraction. So, and I think that, you know, because what happened right after they came there to find the dead janitor there? What, I mean, Styles showed up because of the body. And
right,
then he
yeah.
showed up there and got taken. And the same time, same place. Coincidence?
And it did pull the police officers away from the... That's why there was... Actually, I can give you that. Because that was why we were saying, why wasn't there a guard outside of Alex's cell? Mm-hmm. And it's because they got called to the school. So it could easily be a distraction just so that it gets the police away so that they can get Alex out of a cell.
I will agree with
and
you guys
Clark's memory.
That it was a distraction,
mm-hmm.
but it was a planned distraction by Mr. Douglas, who was helping the Ghost Riders. Yes.
I can see Mr. Douglas potentially being evil.
I could see it too. He was too charming. You know what I mean?
He's got the Theo syndrome, where he's like real charming, so he's got to be evil AF.
Does the chat think that Mr. Douglas is evil? That's what I want to know. And
while
they're figuring that out, I want to talk about Liam and Hayden making out. Liam's too busy to be alpha. Too busy.
I mean, I don't know. Scott was making out with Allison when he was becoming alpha, too. So
this is part of the process. Making out. Falling in love.
I think that's just part of high school.
Sometimes you make out before you fall in love. Isn't that right, Chris?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, how would I know that?
I don't know, in case you watch romantic dating shows on, what channel was it?
Really? All right. Well, now you might just well tell them or else this looks really weird. I was on TLC's Love at First Kiss, season 1, episode 8. Look it up. Sometimes you kiss before you fall in love.
Booyah!
That's what he was getting at.
Yeah, I was giving it a shout out. You know, it's cool.
Thanks, Rai. Sometimes you fall in love before you kiss if you're Styles and Lydia.
You got a womp womp.
But like he did, he gave her that peck though. He got a little peck.
He got it in there.
He did get the little cheek peck.
He also went through their entire relationship on the show when he danced with her at her birthday, and then he's had a crush on her every year.
It was a really sweet moment, but I do wish that it had not been immediately preceded with "There's no time." Monologue. Yeah.
There really
There's no time to get out of here.
Here's the
but
thing.
First,
let me remind you. Let's and I go do over the love last that. Few years. I do love everything about it, yeah. though, and everything they mention. And the one line where he's like, "Remember, I love you." I'm like,
"Die!
Rip
I die!
Out my heart.
I, yes,
rip out my heart and stomp on it, Teen Wolf."
Yeah, they did right there because that's what we're left with.
Okay.
They know. They know how much we love Stydia. Mm-hmm.
All right. I asked, is Mr. Douglas good or bad to the live chat? And here's what we got. We got a couple answers. Price Wright says he's a Nazi. And to follow that up, okay. to follow that up, Jen Bledsoe says the Nazi werewolf who escaped at the end of the last season.
But
it's not ringing a bell, but
we're all looking at each other.
I mean,
because our memories were erased.
If that's the case, then this school really needs to. I love it. You're on your game today. I love it.
Shout out to our engineer. You're amazing.
If that's the case, if there is a Nazi werewolf teaching science class, I mean, Beacon Hills really needs to work on their hiring process. Like, where's HR during all these things? Like,
erased.
I feel like, yeah,
are you a werewolf? Erased. Check yes or no.
That's who's in the boiler room. It was HR coming to check up. And they were like, just don't go to Beacon Hills. Let them do their own thing.
Let's see.
Oh, man.
Bad things happen to all of our reps. So, man, I just want, more Styles. I want them to find him. I know that they're not going to. But I want them to find him immediately because I just want to see more of him.
You know it's going to be a whole season-long hunt for Styles. And, and who else is going to disappear? Maybe we should roll into predictions?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yes.
And now,
that's my favorite part.
You're after Buzz TV.
I'll dance to anything.
Predictions.
Who else is going to disappear this season, guys?
Me.
Oh!
Really? Really?
How far is he going to take it? No, I will
Not
actually.
That
I will,
far!
I will actually be gone a few episodes. I'm going out of town to see my family.
So you're not going to be here next week?
Next week I will be in Denver visiting my family for Thanksgiving. So that's a prediction for me. I will be
erased.
Gone. And if I don't come back,
remember
me.
Jesus.
Oh, Jew. Okay, I would like to predict, let's see, I think that Liam is going to keep trying to fight to be alpha.
Yes.
Wait, who else is going to disappear? That's the question?
Yes.
Corey.
And for those of you...
She's on fire!
He's the one that disappears, by the way.
Let me ask the chat.
Just in case you don't remember.
What. Throw us your prediction. I'm going to ask the chat who they think is going to disappear.
All right, who's going to disappear? Well, maybe Malia will disappear.
I can see Malia. Malia kind of does her own thing anyway.
So she'll probably wander off into the woods.
I can see Hayden or, like, one of that new kind of core group. Like, the people who are going to still be there after...
In 6B.
Yeah. I can see one of them getting taken and having that carry through.
Maybe even Liam.
As they
Liam.
Continue this hunt for Blue November.
Yes. Nice. I agree. I don't know. I feel like this season's going to be sexy. It seems like it's going to be sexy.
What season isn't sexy? This is Teen Wolf.
I know, but we've already seen Liam and Hayden making out, going on dates. Seems like they've been together for a while. They were talking about all their flashback dates. I feel like one of them have to be taken, right?
Yeah, anytime you see anybody happy on this show, something something goes awry.
All right, we got Daquan J says Mason is going to disappear.
Oh, ooh. Well, we can ask him next week.
And then he'll say, you're going to have to watch and find out. Because they never tell us anything.
None what if he did? What if he was like, this is everything that happens?
Okay, guys, buckle up.
I mean, it is over. It's not like he can get fired. Yeah, right. Come on.
Right? And I, you know what? I would have to agree with that. Mark Murphy actually says, I don't think anyone else will disappear, but I think Jackson or Isaac will be in the area where the Ghost Riders take people along with Peter and Stiles.
You guys always want old cast members to come back. I don't think it's happening. These people have moved on to other shows, unfortunately. I'm breaking
hearts.
Maybe
they'll keep on hope.
I'm breaking hearts.
I would have to say, I think that whoever else was in that house... The house where stuff was disappearing, they were...
Alex and his parents.
Alex, that house. It was Mason and Liam and Scott and Stiles. And then Liam and Hayden were also on the road. Anyone who has been around and...
They didn't and see it, though.
Malia.
They just saw the aftermath.
But, yeah, it's true. There really was that... unless I missed it, there wasn't a lot of foreshadowing for anyone else. But whoever was in the on the road of the Wild Hunt, I think, is in the crosshairs.
Not a lot of foreshadowing, just a lot of horse shadowing.
Oh,
Liam or Hayden see any of the Wild Hunt? I don't think so, right? If anything, maybe Liam.
I don't think either of them did.
I don't think so either.
I think there's
going to be...
You know
what? I knew all the answers, but this guy in a horse showed up and then I forgot, so...
Horse.
Yeah. Oh,
excuse me, I'm getting a little...
You guys. All right. Yeah. I think that's probably enough of our predictions, but I think we're really on to something with the whole Stiles is now the cat in the box kind of idea.
Schrodinger Stiles.
Yes, I think they're in this limbo... I think Lydia, obviously, for some reason, will be the one to remember because
she's
Banshees.
Have, we saw yeah. in the
a Banshee never forgets. Right. It's like the elephant of the supernatural.
Yep, she's going to get some flashbacks in her head and not know who this person is.
We saw an image of her highlighting and stops at the word style. I think she's going to have flashbacks. People are going to remember and be compelled.
What if she just goes and becomes a stylist and she gets it all wrong?
Nice. You're just
very fashionable.
Elena Jordan.
Elena Jordan, everybody.
Where can the fans follow you and continue to hear more of these puns? Where? Tell us where, please.
Oh, if you want to continue to be punished, you can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram.
Oh, my God, that was terrible. I had to get on the mic. Oh, my God, that hurt my soul.
Thank you, Alexis.
Damn it.
Thank you.
Damn it.
Ryan Malady, please tell us where we can keep in touch with you when are erased from the show next week.
If you dare, come find me at Ryan Malady, and yes, show me that you haven't forgotten me, that I haven't been taken by a ghost rider. I love you all so much. I'm very happy to be back. Welcome back.
You guys can check me out at Cinematic Escape on Twitter.
Cinematic Escape.
And at Cinematic_Escape on Instagram. Check out those photos from the premiere party I went to last night with the cast. We're going to have Kylan Rambo plays Mason in the house with us next week. Tune in. Until then.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.